It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Morning Fog Bakery and Cafe in Lawrence, offering coffee, food, pastries, and more, all made fresh in-house, located at 2412 Iowa Street. More at morningfogks.com. That's from Percy Grainger and his tune The Colonial Song, as played by members of Collage on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music in store for you here in this noon hour, where we've got the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment joining us in a little bit. We have one of the clarinet concertos by Carl Maria von Weber on display later, along with a little music for viola and piano by Venezuelan composer Reynaldo Hahn, all ahead here on a Wednesday afternoon. Looking forward to what we have for you next. It's by John Williams. Not the film composer, though, more's the pity. No, this is from the classical guitarist John C. Williams, and something that he came together with back in the late 1990s after a friend had played him a tune called the Aeolian Chant, which he used as the basis for a guitar suite, which was also comprised of 14th-century ballet tunes and few tunes of Williams' own devising, to create a suite that was both modern but done in a medieval style, which he called the Aeolian Suite for guitar and small orchestra. In this recording, John Williams plays with members of the London Symphony, led by William Goodchild, next on KPR. A suite for guitar and small orchestra, one put together by the classical guitarist John Williams back in the late 1990s, done in a medieval style. It's known as the Aeolian Suite. With us in two, John Williams, guitarist, and members of the London Symphony under conductor William Goodchild on Kansas Public Radio. 12:27 now, and stay with us for the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. Along in the second half of the hour, with the Second Clarinet Concerto by Carl Maria von Weber, that and much more, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, presenting their 2026 induction ceremony featuring performances by the Get Up Kids, Andy McKee, Brody Buster, and Main Street, May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at ksmhof.org. And the Kansas Book Festival, announcing A Night for the History Books, Bill Curtis Remembers, on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka Tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. Sunny skies and 81 degrees here on the KU campus, and creeping up to a high today of about 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 63. It's a cloudy day tomorrow with a high of 81, and we have a 40% chance of showers for tomorrow morning and afternoon, and 50% chance of showers for tomorrow evening. We have a little music now for viola and piano. Vincent Ocante playing viola alongside Yoko Kaneko and on piano, and the music is by a composer born in Caracas, Venezuela, but lived most of his life in Paris. Soliloquy and Forlane from Reynaldo Hahn on KPR. For viola and piano, music from Venezuelan composer Reynaldo Hahn, Soliloquy and Forlane, performed by Vincent Ocante playing viola and Yoko Kaneko at piano on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:36, and at the top of the hour, we've got NPR News awaiting us with classical music to enjoy until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu. We bring you next the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, and with them clarinet virtuoso Anthony Pei, and music written by composer Carl Maria von Weber in 1811. Clarinet Concerto No. 2 is next on Kansas Public Radio. Clarinet Concerto No. 2 by Carl Maria von Weber, composed in 1811. We listen to the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, the clarinetist Anthony Pei on KPR, where it's almost 1 p.m., and stay with us next for NPR News, and in the next hour, an all-English hour of the classics still to come.
Between AI...
Listen to Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for chefs and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the BBC Concert Orchestra, conductor Gavin Sutherland, and some music from a suite by English composer Haydn Wood, written in 1929, called Three Famous Cinema Stars. That would have been the heyday of the silent film era, and that was a romance that depicted the elegance of Dolores del Rio, Hollywood's first Latin American star. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. Good to be with you once more. Classics continue on a Wednesday afternoon, and this 1 p.m. hour is an hour of, as it turns out, English composers. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra has a symphonic poem later, inspired partially by the Divine Comedy of Dante Alighieri. We'll hear Dante and Beatrice from composer Granville Bantock. That's in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Some more music now from another early 20th century English composer by the name of Gordon Jacob. Well, full name, Gordon Percival Septimus Jacob, who was an alumni of the Royal College of Music, where he learned from the likes of Villiers Stanford and Ralph Vaughan Williams, and was himself a professor at that institution for about 40 years, from 1924 on, and in addition to being a teacher, was also a composer of 700 works and the publisher of many books and articles about music and technique. We've got with us the English String Quartet and oboe virtuoso Sarah Francis for Jacob's Quartet for Oboe and Strings, next on KPR. The English String Quartet, with Sarah Francis playing oboe, in a quartet for oboe and strings, by English composer Gordon Jacob on Kansas Public Radio. 1:33 is the time, and at the top of the hour we'll have NPR News. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. KPRA is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. And online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. On the KU campus, it is 82 degrees, high today around 85. By this evening, should be mostly cloudy with a low of 63. And for tomorrow, cloudy, a high of 81, 40% chance of showers for tomorrow morning and afternoon, and another 40% chance of showers for Thursday evening. Well, we've got one more English composer for you in this 1 p.m. hour. Music next by Granville Bantock. Another early 20th century English composer, one who had many roles as the leader, the professor of music at the University of Birmingham, chairman of the Trinity College of Music, and later one of the founders of the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. We're going to listen to a symphonic poem he wrote in 1901, based on the Divine Comedy of Dante Alighieri, and he is ascended from the Inferno to the Purgatoria, and finally Paradiso. We'll hear Dante and Beatrice with the Royal Philharmonic, led by Vernon Handley, on KPR. An English symphonic poem from 1901 based on Dante's Divine Comedy. From Granville Bantock, we heard Dante and Beatrice, performed by the Royal Philharmonic, led by Vernon Handley on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2 p.m. NPR News is next, and the next hour of classical music brings us music by Beethoven as well as Robert Schumann and his violin concerto with the Cleveland Orchestra, and Joshua Bell, still to come, on KPR, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/Peasley Promise.
Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI, no tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The BBC Symphony and conductor Andrew Davis there with a few notes from Beethoven, a triumphal march from Tarpeia on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson. A little more classical music until All Things Considered rolls around at 3 p.m. Between now and then, we've got a pair of violin showpieces, a romance a bit later by Carol Szymanowski for violin and piano. Then we're with Joshua Bell and the Cleveland Orchestra for Robert Schumann's Violin Concerto, all ahead on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org. The New Philharmonia Orchestra is joining us next, led by Sir Charles Mackerras, with a few excerpts from a French ballet about the inventor of a life-size mechanical dancing doll. Music from Coppelia by Léo Delibes, next on KPR. The New Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles Mackerras, and excerpts from Coppelia by French composer Léo Delibes on Kansas Public Radio. 2:20 is the time, and we'll have, in a few minutes, the Cleveland Orchestra and violinist Joshua Bell and Robert Schumann's Violin Concerto. Stay with us for that in just about 8 minutes' time on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through 14th, at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com. And Heartland Community Health Center, providing primary care, dental, mental health, or help with a chronic condition. Heartland accepts all patients, including Medicare. More information at heartlandhealth.org. On the KU campus at the moment, 82 degrees. Partly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-80s ultimately today, and cloudy by this evening, a low of 63. Tomorrow's going to be a cloudy day with a high around 81, 40% chance of showers. For tomorrow morning and afternoon, 40% chance of showers as well. For tomorrow evening. We're joined next by violinist Ulf Hulscher and at piano, Michael Baroff. With something from the Polish composer and pianist Karol Szymanowski, Romance for Violin and Piano, next on KPR. Romance for Violin and Piano by Polish composer Karol Szymanowski, played by violinist Ulf Hulscher, with Mikhail Baroff at piano on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up now on 2:30 and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. That's followed this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. with some more classical music. Afterwards, Jazz with Bob McWilliams gets going at 9 p.m. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporium. And always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Couple of events to let you know about. Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting, free at the Lawrence Public Library on Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Also join us for KPR's 105 Live at the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas every Thursday in June. Food trucks starting at 11:30 and music at 1 p.m. We have some more music now for a violin, and we'll bring in the orchestra as well for the only violin concerto and one of the last significant works by Robert Schumann in 1853. His violin concerto, written at the time for the virtuoso Yosef Joachim. Today we'll hear Joshua Bell with the Cleveland Orchestra, led by Christoph von Dohnányi, on Kansas Public Radio. Robert Schumann's Violin Concerto from 1853, performed by the Cleveland Orchestra, under conductor Christoph von Dohnányi, with violinist Joshua Bell, today on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It is just about 3 p.m., time for me to say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. Classical music, I'll have more at noon tomorrow. There is also music this evening from 7 to 9. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Kansas Book Festival announcing a night for the history books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. And Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.